From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,052nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Ray Price.
Party number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got parted by the numbers, troubled by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got parted by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will
Cowboys with one of Ray's fine ones, Heartaches for the Number. Welcome, Ray. Welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, we got a big show lined up this evening, including such opera notables as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as Ray's guest tonight, that tall, good-looking boy from over East Tennessee way, Carl Butler.
Well, that's for sure, Grant. Let me say right now that Carl will be singing one of his fine songs for us in just a minute. But right now, I would like to introduce to all of you the world's greatest comedian. I'd like to, but if I said this next fellow was the world's greatest comedian, I'd be lying to you. Here he is, Archie Campbell.
I heard what you said, boy.
Didn't you like that introduction?
Don't you ever darken my bathtub again.
Well, I'm
meant to come out here and sing a duet with you tonight.
Sing a duet?
You've hurt my feelings, and I don't believe I will, too.
Archie, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, old buddy, but I'll tell you about singing duets with me. I've already got a tenor singer.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, you could try out another one, couldn't you?
No, I don't really need one.
Well, you could at least give me a chance, boy. You need somebody young.
Somebody young? Well, all right, I might give you a chance.
Give me a little chance to sing tenor with you, boy, and I'll make you a star.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. What we're going to sing?
Well, I thought maybe we might sing that old classical song. I know you know it. It's called The Old Cow Fell Through the Bridge and Strained Her Milk.
I don't believe I've heard that one.
Well, you might know this other one. It's a classical number, too. It's called We Used to Have a Cow That Wouldn't Give Milk, So We Just Sold Him.
No, I haven't heard that one either.
Maybe you'd like a love song then.
Yeah, love song.
Got a love
right.
song. Here's right. a beautiful love song. I just wrote this thing. Got the music right here. Title of it is Yesterday She Was the Light of My Life, But Today She Trimmed My Wick.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Well, there's another one I wrote. Maybe you'd like it. The title of it is Meet Me Behind the Rock Crusher, Nellie. I'm a little bolder there.
That's pretty good, all right. I'll tell you what, we'll say.
Wait a minute, I got another, and you might like it better.
What's that?
Don't cut me out, boy. I got enough time. But this one is a love song, too. It's your type.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called She May Not Be the Salt of the Earth, But Brother, What a Shaker.
I don't know where you're getting your material, but that's pretty good songs. I've just never run across those titles before. I tell you what, let's sing one of mine.
All right, I'll sing you one of your songs.
Yeah.
One of your old standards. Now,
you got to get it right.
Okay.
Boys, give me a key of L.
Chord slave.
You ready?
Cray.
No, you missed it. Now, you got to hit right on the note with it.
I know it. I missed.
All right. One more time.
Give me another chance.
All right. Chris.
I missed
you again. You got to get it right. You ain't singing right. You missed it.
I missed again,
yeah.
Didn't
you? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, what I'll do, if you give me one more chance, if I don't get it right this time, I'll go out in the brain patch and blow my cabbage out.
You mean if you don't get it right, if you miss it, you'll take a gun and kill yourself.
If I miss it one more time, I'll take a gun and shoot my brains out. I'll do it.
You ain't going to shoot much out, but we'll try it one more time. Aren't you ready?
All right. If I don't, I'll shoot
myself. You
better
get it right now.
Okay.
Crazy. That's crazy, all right. You missed it.
I sure did.
And you know what you said?
Yeah, a deal's a deal.
That's right. Said
I'd shoot myself.
But here's the gun. There's too many old men on the show anyhow.
Well, you know how it is, folks. It's been nice being with you. Goodbye, cruel world. I'll go backstage here and do it right now.
All right. I kind of hate to see him do that. But you know when you make a deal, well, a deal's a deal. And... He's dying all over the back of the stage, ain't he? We're going to miss that old boy. It's one of the finest feller I ever had the pleasure of working.
I missed again.
Martin Campbell, the pride of Bull's Gap, Tennessee. But speaking of pride in Tennessee, our guest tonight comes from over in Archie's section of the state, and he is certainly the pride of his community. So let's have a big offer of welcome for East Tennessee's own smiling, happy, good-looking Carl Butler.
How long can a heart that's broken be exist in the world broken blind? It seems that my life is without reason.
Report on your hunting trip over at Real Foot Lake. Did you get any ducks?
Well, no ducks, Ray, but the trip wasn't wasted. I managed to introduce quite a few unhappy smokers to some of the finest, tastiest smoking pleasure that they've ever had.
Meaning, of course, that you took along plenty of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
That's right. Prince Albert makes any hunting trip worthwhile. Prince Albert's got the smooth, natural tobacco taste that smokers like. The mild and mellow flavor that they're really looking for. But nobody has to take my word for that. The proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Crimp cut so it packs right. Burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots.
PA is always fresh. It sells the fastest, so naturally it moves the freshest off the shelf. So all you pipe smokers and roll your own fans who've been hunting smoking pleasure, don't duck the issue. You light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, set for some fancy music and dancing with you to that grand old-timer, Black Mountain Rag.
I'd like to do a fine old hymn I learned when I was a kid going to school, Sunday school down in Texas, and I've never forgot it. So if everybody kind of crowd in, sort of help, I'd like to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Thank you so much. I'm sure glad you like that. And I just know you're going to like this next bit of music. It's our good friend and king of the guitar players, Chet Atkins, playing Jesse.
thanks so much. Your playing is always a bright spot on the show. And speaking of bright spots, well, it's time we introduce that shining star of comedy, that important citizen from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. You know something happened to me just now? I was coming in back there, and it's a dark alley back there, back of this building. And there was a fella grabbed me back there in the dark, and he said, "I'm gonna kiss you if you can't guess who I am." And I guessed, Santa Claus, and, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Frosty the Snowman. You know, he wasn't none of them.
He was.
No, indeed. So he kissed me. And then we got on over where it was light, and I said, "Well, why in the world did you grab me and kiss me?" And he took one look at me, and he said, "I must have been out of my mind." Well, I'm full of the Christmas spirit tonight, though. I'm getting all ready for Christmas. I was just telling Uncle Nabob today, I said, "You know, I wish we could get Brother something that he never has had before." Uncle Nabob said, "Why don't you get him a steady job?" But my feller has he. He'll give me something nice for Christmas. He always gives me something for Christmas. Last year, he gave me the measles. And then one time, he just scared me to death. He told me he was going to give me something for Christmas that had a lot of carrots. And, oh, I could just see that great big old diamond just shining on my finger. He gave me something with a lot of carrots. He gave me a rabbit. That's right, sure enough. And then, like the time, well, you remember the time he said he's gonna give me, something from a left hand. He did. It was just one glove, left hand. Oh, it makes me so mad, I don't know what to do, but I still love him. He's got a heart of gold with teeth to match. But we had a Christmas party last year. I hope we can have as good a one this year. Oh, we all had such a good time. Grandpappy Bustrom was there. I never will forget. Everybody was there at Grinder Switch. I got desperate. I hung up mistletoe. I hung mistletoe over every door. I didn't get kissed. They kissed the door instead. But Grandpappy Bustrom, oh, he had a big time. You know, Grandpappy still got a lot of life left in him. He's 102 years old. Somebody asked him the other day if he had to die, which is the best way, the way he'd like to face death. And he said he'd like to be shot by a jealous husband. And him 102. Well, I tell you, there's life in the old dog. But that night at the Christmas party last year, excuse me, I was working down in Louisiana this week, and I had trouble with my throat and went to the doctor, and he gave me some medicine, and it liked to kill me. It won't the medicine hurt me as the directions on the bottle said, "Take it two nights of running and skip a night." That is bad, them nights I took it a running. Them nights I had to take it a skipping. That liked to kill me. But Grandpappy Bustrom was a cutting a shine in a bucking wing at that Christmas party last year, and he fell down and broke his gold-headed walking cane that his grandchildren had given for Christmas. I said, "He's looking at all the pretty girls." I said, "Grandpappy, you better look out. You know, you're living on borrowed time." He said, "Girl, I don't mind living on borrowed time as long as I've got pretty girls to keep up the interest." Bye now. See you next week.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, it's time now we welcome back our guest once again. So here he is, Carl Butler, singing a brand new and soon to be released, You Just Don't Steal from a Poor Man.
Now, Billy told you, really leave my woman not alone. You got what it takes to get a gal of your own. She's all I've got, don't you understand? That you just don't steal from a poor man. But Jimmy was mean, life had spoiled him bad. He beat Billy's time every chance he had. He went right ahead with his schemes and plans. But you just don't steal from a poor man. He won her heart with all his playboy charm. All that money didn't do no harm. He had no doubt how the game would end. But you just don't steal from a poor man. One night Jimmy met her for a drink or two. In a darkened corner they was pitching woo. Never dreaming that fate was a moving in. But you just don't steal from a poor man. Two shots rang out and then one more. Three bodies fell on that honky-tonk floor. They found a little note in Billy's left hand. Said you just don't steal from a poor man. If you steal a woman, then listen, brother. Steal her from somebody who can get another. The price may be more than you can stand. Cause you just don't steal from a poor man. Thank you!
Carl Butler and another of his new Columbia records. Thank you, Carl. Thanks for being our guest. But now it's time we presented another of our regular opera entertainers, Grandpa Jones and all the grandchildren, singing one of his great songs, Old Rattler's Pup.
Old Rattler, that's his years gone. That's his pup, he's coming up the yard to see him go. Well, the woods are ringing again tonight with the voice I love to hear. Up from the valley, it's rolling loud and clear. With my old hound dog carbide light beneath that yellow moon, I'm out tonight to see a fight of a big ring-tail raccoon. Oh, Rattler, let this year go. Rattler's pup is coming up, we ought to see him go. At 15 after 11 o'clock, he hit a red hot trail, and by the noise, you'd think he had that old coon by the tail. When he run him up a white oak tree way out on a limb, there beneath the light of the moon, got a glimpse of him. Oh, Rattler, left his shoes go. Rattler's pup is coming up, we ought to see him go. That old coon looked down at me, it was a sight to see. He looked as big as a grizzly bear perched up in that tree. Well, I cut the tree down, come the coon, when he hit the ground. Old Rattler's pup and old man coon went around and around and around. Well, they fought all night and all day long. It was a fearful sight. No better coon, no better dog was ever in a fight. Old Rattler left his ears go. Rattler's pup is coming up, we ought to see him go.
Paul Jones, folks, that's fine. Well, now, Ray, before we hear that last song, I would just like to make one comment about it. It's the number two country song in the nation. Let's hear it now, The Same Old Me, Ray Price.
When I saw you with your new love, And I know there is nothing I can do, but I'll always be here waiting just for you.
Show for this time, neighbors. It's sure been nice singing for so many of you here at the Grand Ole Opry, and you'll want to be on hand next week, too, when Roy Acuff will be running the show with Bill Carlisle along as his guest. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this, either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. Yes, that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.